in the Lord Jesus Christ, in this Holy Sabbath day, we can come together to worship our Father.
感谢主耶稣，让我们在安息日能够大家聚集来敬拜他。
This morning, we would like to study the joy in serving.
我们今天早上要来查考的是服事的喜乐。
As a Christian, we should be very joyful in our spiritual life.
身为一个基督徒，我们应该非常喜乐的在每天的生活。
And the joy we have actually come from.God himself.
我们的喜乐是从神来的。
So our pursuit is quite different from the people in the world.
我们对这个喜乐的追求跟世界上其他的人是不一样的。
I'm also people of pursuing happiness and fun.
其他的人他们所追求的是快乐。
But we pursue the joy in the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们所追求的是在基督里的喜乐。
How can we be joyful?
我们怎么样能够喜乐呢？
There are several ways we can do.
有很多的方法我们可以做。
One of the ways is to serve the Lord.
其中的一样就是服事神。
If we have no joy in our spiritual life,
如果我们在属灵的生活中没有喜乐，
probably because we do not.Serve the Lord.
那可能是我们没有服事神。
Or even we serve the Lord, we serve with the wrong motive and attitude.
那有可能我们服事主还是没有喜乐，那是因为我们的心态跟我们的动机不对。
If we really serve the Lord with the right motivation and attitude, we will be very joyful.
如果我们服事神是用很正确的动机跟心态，我们会很喜乐。
There are three reasons why we can be joyful in serving.
有三个理由，为什么我们可以在服事神当中得到许多的喜乐。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians chapter 1.
请翻开腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
请翻开腓立比书第一章。
From verse 3 to verse 11.
第三节到十一节。
The first joy Paul experienced was a joy coming from the members in Philippines.
保罗他第一个喜乐就是在腓立比教会的信徒。
We know we all love God.
我们知道我们都很爱神。
And we want to serve God.
我们要服事神。
But God is invisible.
那神是看不见的。
So what does that mean, serving God?
那怎么样才叫做服事神呢？
Jesus Christ commissioned his disciple with two important tasks.
主耶稣叮咛他的门徒要做两件很重要的事。
One is to preach the gospel.
第一件就是去传扬福音。
The second is to take care of his sheep.
那第二个就是去牧养他的羊。
To preach the gospel means to save the soul of people in the world.
去传扬福音就是去救世人的灵魂。
And to take care of his sheep also is to take care of the members in the church.
那去牧养他的羊就是在教会当中来看顾他的信徒。
So both of the commission actually is related to people in the world.
这两个重要的使命是来照顾这世上的人。
So actually when we think about serving God, actually serving God through serving people in the world.
我们说服事主其实就是服事世界上的人。
And where comes the joy?
那喜乐从哪里来呢？
How come I serve God, I have no joy?
为什么我服侍神，我却没有喜乐？
Or how come the person serve God, you are so joyful?
为什么其他人服侍神却很喜乐？
There is a fundamental reason which makes the servitude different.
有一个很基本的原因就是那个心态的问题。
Let's turn to chapter 1, verse 8.
请翻开腓立比书第一章第八节。
The book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 8.
腓立比书第一章第八节。
For God is my witness, how I greatly long for you, all with the affection of Jesus Christ.
第八节，我体会基督耶稣的心肠，切切地想念你们众人，这是神可以给我做见证的。
So we said, we understand that Paul longing for the Philippian church with the affection of Jesus Christ.
保罗他以主耶稣的心肠来切切地想念腓立比的信徒们。
Even though in terms of space, probably 1,000 miles away.
因为时空的关系，他们的他们其实是相离很远的。
In terms of time, probably many years apart from the time Paul established the Church of Philippians.
可能离保罗建立腓立比教会，可能有已经有好几年了。
But Paul was longing for them, and that kind of longing continued until the time he wrote the book of Philippians.
可是保罗对腓立比教会的信徒却是非常的想念，一直到他写这个腓立比书。
Because that kind of love is the love of God.
那样子的爱心是基督的爱心。
And God loves us with everlasting love.
主耶稣他爱我们是永恒的。
So when we are filled by the love of God, our love to other members is everlasting.
所以主耶稣对我们的爱跟我们对信徒的爱是应该永远的。
So this is the reason the members connected to each other.
这就是为什么教会的信徒能够团聚在一起。
Because the love of Jesus Christ bound us together.
因为我们彼此之间有基督的爱来联系我们。
So serving God and we do our work in the office is different.
所以我们服侍神跟在我们办公室上班是不一样的。
We do our job in the world, that's because of our duty.
我们在社会上工作，那是我们的工作。
So we finish the work, probably we will think about our work next Monday.
我们可能会想我们下个礼拜一要做什么。
But during the break time, we will not think that anymore because it's a time for us to rest in the weekend.
那在周末的时候我们可能想都不会去想工作的事情。
But while we are working, a lot of time we start to think about our own family.
但是我们在工作的时候有时候我们会想到我们的家人。
During the break time, we may make a phone call.
我们在休息的时候可能会打个电话给家人。
Or probably we make a special trip or come back home to take care of something.
或者是我们可能在休息的时间开车回家做点事。
When there is love, it is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
但是谈到爱心却是24小时7天365天。
So if we do the church work, just like doing the work in the world.
那我们做教会的工作也如同在社会上工作一样。
Then after the Sabbath finished,
那
we will never think about it.
当安息日结束的时候，我们就不会再想教会的事了。
We will think about next time when we come back to church.
那我们可能下一次再回到教会的时候。才想到教会的事。
And we are using the attitude of working in the world to serve God.
那我们就是用社会的工作的心态来服侍神。
There's no love involved.
那就其中没有爱心。
But if we really love God,
如果我们真的爱主
，even though we are at home, we are at work, we will always think about the work of God.
就算我们是在家或者是在工作，我们也会。爱主，想到主。
When there's a need, when we are available, we will make a phone call or make a special trip to do something for the church.
如果我们有机会、有时间的话，我们会打个电话给教会的信徒。
And that kind of love will bond everybody together.
那这样子的爱心就会让我们每个人都紧紧的联系在一起。
And that kind of bond make Paul very joyful.
那样子的爱心的联系让保罗非常的喜乐。
Why?
为什么？
Let's come back to Philippians chapter 1.
我们来看腓立比书第一章。
Verse 3 to verse 5.
第三节到第五节。
I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Verse 4.
第四节。
Always in prayer of mine, making request for you, all with joy. Verse 5.
第五节。
For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Verse 6.
第六节。
Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Here Paul talk about every time when he think about the church in Philippines, he was always very joyful.
在这里保罗说他每次想到腓立比的教会信徒他就非常的喜乐
very thankful
非常的感谢
why?
为什么
because from the first day of conversion to Christ the church in Philippines was so committed to spreading the gospel
因为自从腓立比教会他们成立教会相信主耶稣之后一直都很热心的在传扬主的福音
not only so they do it in unity
不光是这样而且他们是同心合意的
so because Paul loved them when Paul saw them are so fervent preaching the gospel Paul was so joyful
因为保罗看他们传福音那么样的虔诚热心保罗非常的喜乐
we know as a parent we love our children
我们知道身为父母我们都很爱我们的儿女
when the children start to grow
当我们的孩子渐渐长大
Even a very trivial change will make us a lot of joy.
就算是一点点的改变，都会让父母觉得很高兴。
The child know how to smile.
小孩子已经会开始笑。
The child know how to crawl.
小孩子会开始爬。
How to eat.
开始吃东西。
That all will make us a lot of joy.
都让父母非常的高兴。
Because we love our children.
因为我们爱我们的孩子。
But when we see a newly baptized member start to grow,
当我们看到新受洗的信徒开始长灵性长进的时候
，they know how to read the Bible.
他们知道怎么样来读圣经。
And they have a special experience about God's blessing.
那他们在属灵上有神祝福的体验。
And they know how to preach the gospel.
他们也知道怎么样去传扬福音。
So all this kind of growth will make us a lot of joy.
这些属灵的成长都可以让我们感到很多的喜乐。
And this kind of joy only because we love them.
这些喜乐是因为我们爱他们。
If we don't have love to others,
如果我们对别人没有爱心
whether other people grow or not spiritually has nothing to do with me.
不管别人在属灵上有没有长进，跟我们没有关系。
We have no feeling.
那我们就对这些人没有感觉。
We have no joy.
我们就没有喜乐。
So, during the time of spiritual convocation,
在灵恩会的时候
，Last week in Irvine.
上个星期在湾教会。
Even start from Wednesday, we are a lot of true seeker.
从礼拜三开始就有很多的信慕道朋友
almost 15
差不多有15位
and the week before there was a family evangelical service
那在一个星期前有家庭的聚会
the members invite almost reached to 20 friends to attend the family service
那信徒邀请差不多有20位慕道朋友来参加家庭聚会。
I can feel most of members, not all members, most of members are very joyful.
他 我可以感觉到，大部分的信徒都非常的喜乐。
Why? Because they care about church.
为什么？因为他们关心教会。
So when they care about church, they saw so many truth seekers. They really feel very joyful.
因为他们关心教会，他们看到那么多的慕道朋友，都非常的喜乐。
But some member probably had no feeling.
那有些信徒可能没有感觉
，because they come to church only become a routine, become a formality.
因为他们来到教会只是一种，形式。
Though there's no love get involved.
他们没有爱心。
So if there's no love get involved, you see so many truth seekers have nothing to do with me.
他们看到那么多的慕道朋友，跟他们好像没有关系一样。
There will be no joy.
那就没有喜乐。
So where comes our joy in serving?
所以我们在服事的喜乐。
We see the one we serve start to grow. That will be our joy.
当我们看到我们的服事在开始成长的时候，我们就会感觉到那个喜乐。
When we start to feel that their concept keep on changing.
我们知道那个观念一直在改变。
And keep on changing, become more mature spiritually.
在属灵上变得更成熟。
We feel we are so comforted.
我们会觉得得到很大的安慰。
We are so joyful.
我们会非常的喜乐。
Because we see them growing.
因为我们看到信徒在成长。
So, the first joy in serving is because we love.
所以第一个在服事的喜乐就是因为我们对信徒的爱心。
If we don't have love, our serving becomes something mechanical.
如果我们对服事没有一份爱，那我们所做的都是只是形式的。
Not only physically we feel very fatigued, but mentally, spiritually there is no joy there.
不光是身体上觉得很累，心灵上跟心理上都觉得。
Also, verse 4, Paul says, even every time I pray for you very joyful.
保罗甚至于说，每一次我为这些信徒祷告，我非常的喜乐。
When something you really enjoy, you will do it again.
当我们对某件事情非常的热衷去做的话，我们会再继续的做下去。
I was praying for the church in Philippians, enjoy.
保罗为腓立比教会祷告非常的热衷。
What did he pray for?
他为他们祷告什么？
That verse 9.
第九节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 9. And this I pray that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment. Paul prayed that not onlyTheir love can increase. Their love can accompany with knowledge and discernment.
保罗除了为他们祷告，让他们在爱心上增长之外，在知识和各样的见识上多而又多。
How come Paul has to pray for them? Not only love, your love should accompany with knowledge and discernment.
为什么保罗他为他们祷告，除了爱心以外，还要有在知识和各样的见识上都要增长
？You know, in our church, we encourage the member to have fellowship.
在教会里面，我们鼓励信徒之间的团契。
And fellowship needs love.
那团契就是爱。
So through the fellowship, the church can be bonded like a family.
所以借着团契。信徒之间可以有爱心
But,
就如同家人一样。
If the love without knowledge and discernment, and the love will create a lot of problems.
因为在爱心的增长上，如果没有知识跟各样的见识上互相配合，可能会造成很多的问题。
And that kind of love probably cannot edify the members.
那样的爱心可能对其他的信徒没有造就。
So we see that a lot of churches when they have fellowship, really everybody can edify.
那我们可以看到很多教会他们的团契 让很多的信徒都得到造就。
But sometimes we can see the members gather together, a lot of problems happen.
但是有时候我们会发现，信徒在一起却造成很多的问题。
They speak something they should not speak.
那他们讲一些不该讲的话。
They did something they should not do.
那他们做了一些不该做的事。
Why?
为什么？
Because your love is not with discernment and wisdom.
因为他们的爱心没有加上知识跟见识。
So Paul was very joyful, pray for them that upon their unity in preaching the gospel, they can be abound with love in knowledge and discernment.
那保罗非常的喜乐，是因为腓立比教会的信徒，他们不但很热心的传扬福音，在爱心上增长，而且还跟知识跟见识互相配合。
If our love can make another member grow spiritually, then our love is in the right direction.
如果我们的爱心能够让其他的信徒在属灵上增长，那我们的爱心、我们的心态是我们的动机是对的。
But if our love will confuse a member and cause division of the church and causes separation between the members, and that kind of love has problem.
如果我们的爱心对其他的信徒的对真理的不清楚，或者是造成教会的纷争或分裂，那就是不对的爱心。
So sometimes we receive some kind of email. We don't know who is the sender of the email.
有时候我们收到一些电子邮件，我们不知道是谁寄的。
Then let's think about the fundamental.Principle.
那我们来想想看，这个基本的原则是什么
？Well, this email make me to love the church more.
这样子的电子邮件会让我对教会的爱心增长吗
？Love God more.
我会让我对神更爱神吗
？If the answer is yes, and then the one who sent the email is love with discernment and wisdom.
如果是答案是是的话，那么这个送电子邮件这个人的心是对的。
But if the email we read it, we start to doubt about church.
如果这个电子邮件我们读了之后，我们开始对教会有怀疑。
And then we start to have some kind of confusion, division.
那我们开始搞不清楚到底怎么回事，或者是。对教会有分裂的动机。
Then we understand the one who sent the email is not in love with wisdom and knowledge.
那么我们知道这个送电子邮件，如果我们知道这个电子邮件让我们有负面的想法，那这个送电子邮件这个人的动机跟心态是有问题的。
Then we should never.Just delete it. We should never participate anything involved there.
那么我们就直接把那个电子邮件洗掉，不要有任何的参与。
So the same way, when we send out the email, that we should let other people feel joyful, edified.
如果我们送电子邮件出去，我们应该要让其他的信徒有喜乐跟造就。
And then we send the message with the knowledge and discernment.
那我们送出去的邮件是有知识、有见识的。
But if the email we send out cause confusion, downgrade of the faith of the recipient, then our love is not in knowledge and discernment.
如果我们送出去的邮件是让人家更搞不清楚，或者是对其他收件人的信仰有减弱的作用，那我们不应该这样送。
So the first joy of serving is coming from love.
所以第一个服侍的喜乐就是从爱来的。
We love the one we serve.
我们
We love the one we serve.
我们对我们所服侍的存有爱心。
Then his growth will be our joy.
那么我们所服侍的 我们看到所服侍的在属灵上成长，那就是我们的喜乐。
The second joy in serving.
那第二个在服侍的喜乐是什么？
Let's come back to Philippians chapter 1.
请看回来腓立比书第一章。
Verse 18.
第十八节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 18. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. And this I rejoice, yes, and will rejoice.
十八节，这有何妨呢？或是假意，或是真心，无论怎样，基督究竟被传开了，为此我就欢喜，并且还要欢喜。
Paul said, I rejoice because the Christ was preached out.
保罗说，我很喜乐，因为基督被传开了。
Where did Paul write this message?
保罗在哪里写这个信息呢？
He wrote the message in prison.
他在监牢里面写的这个信息。
He was persecuted for the sake of gospel.
他是因为福音的缘故被逼迫的。
You know, as we are very ordinary people.
我们都是普通人。
If I'm preaching the gospel and God did not protect me and being put into prison, then a lot of people we are going to complain.
我们为了主耶稣传福音，可是却被关在监牢里面，很多人都会因此而埋怨。
How come I love God and God did not love me?
为什么我爱主，主却没有爱我？
But Paul was in prison. He was very joyful.
但是保罗他在监狱里面却是非常的喜乐。
One of the reasons.
其中的一个理由是
because his suffering inspired many people to work even harder for the Lord.
因为他在监牢里面受苦，却激发了很多的信徒，他们更努力的传扬福音。
So because of this, Paul, you are very joyful.
所以因为这样子，他非常的喜乐。
So his suffering was an example.
所以他的受苦是一个好的榜样。
So spiritually, actually, Paul was a leader.
在属灵上，保罗他是一个领导者。
Of course, leading through serving.
因为他是在服事上成为一个领导。
So he set an example in suffering and sacrifice.
因为他在受苦牺牲。来作为我们的榜样。
And a lot of people was touched by him and started to work hard for God.
因为很多人受他的感动，很努力的去传扬福音。
He was joyful.
所以他很喜乐。
And that kind of suffering actually is for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他这样子的受苦是为了主耶稣的缘故。
So today, what does that mean to us?
那今天这对我们是什么样的意义呢？
Where comes the meaning of life?
我们生命的意义是什么？
The meaning of life coming from doing everything for the sake of God.
我们生命的意义是做什么事情都是为主来做的。
If we take away God from everything we do.
如果我们把神在我们所做的当中拿掉，
Everything will become meaningless.
那我们所做的都是没有意义的。
If we put God in everything we do,
如果我们把每一件事情我们所做的都为主而做，
and everything become meaningful.
那每一件事情都变得有意义，
including your study,
包括你的读书，
your work,
你的工作，
everything.
每一件事情，
if it is for the sake of God's work, God's glory, that will become meaningful.
如果我们所做的都是为了主耶稣的缘故，那每一件事情都变成有意义的。
And that will become a joy of our heart.
那就会在我们的心中充满了喜乐。
So a lot of time we think about happiness come from enjoy a lot of spend a lot of money and time to enjoy the world.
有些人他们花了很多时间跟金钱在世界上的事情上得到快乐。
But actually, joy come from suffer.
但是事实上，喜乐是从牺牲来的。
After we suffer,
受苦
we dedicate ourselves to God, the church grow, we see the joy.
如果我们受苦，让教会能够成长，这就是喜乐。
About 2 months ago, two months before the spiritual convocation.
差不多在灵恩会2个月前。
Urban Church Council had a decision to have fasting prayer every Sunday.
尔湾教会的负责人他们决定在禁食祷告，每个礼拜天的早上。
They all come to church and pray from 9 to 9:30.
他们每个礼拜天早上9点到9点半禁食祷告。
I don't see more than 30 people come to the church pray.
我看到超过30位信徒来一起祷告。
Some of them whole family.
有些是全家一起来。
They all pray very hard.
他们都来很努力的祷告。
You know, so, fasting prayer actually is to suffer physically.
我们知道禁食祷告是在肉体上的一种受苦。
And through this kind of prayer, will touch the heart of God.
借着这样子的祷告来感动了神。
And then, in the time of spiritual convocation.
在灵恩会的时候
at least they start to see the difference.
那他们开始看到不一样。很多的慕道朋友。
Just like the book of Ezekiel, we talk about the living water.
就好像以西结书看到的那个活水。
chapter 47 say, Will the river flow, a lot of fish follow?
就像以西结书第47章所讲的。那个河水的流向就充满了鱼。
They really experience when everybody pray hard, a lot of truth seeker come.
所以每个人很努力的祷告，就有很多的慕道朋友来。
Prayer kneel down in the ground for 30 minutes is a suffer.
我们在地上跪下来祷告30分钟，是一种受苦。
But when you see the truth seeker come, when you see many people only pray by the faith is cure, that is a joy.
那当他们看到很多的慕道朋友来到教会，他们内心非常的喜乐。
So where comes the joy in serving?
那我们服事的喜乐从哪里来？
The joy in serving coming from we suffer for the Lord in serving.
那是从我们在服事当中，我们为主的缘故来受苦。
And then you are going to see.The blessing of God, and that you will be very much comforted, and that is the joy.
我们就会看到神的祝福，我们得到很多的安慰，我们得到很多的喜乐。
The third joy in serving, the third point.
第三个服事的喜乐。
Verse 21.
请看21节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 21.
腓立比书第一章21节。
For to me to live.Is Christ and to die is gain.
21节，因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
If you cover the second sentence,
如果我们把第二段盖起来
，to live is Christ, we cover it.
如果我们把上面的那因我活着就是基督盖起来
，and then the third sentence should will be rewrite, should be changed.
那第二段就要重写。
You say, the death is gain.
那我们看到第二段写的说死就有益。
If to live is not Christ, then to die is lost.
那就是说，如果我们活着不是为了基督，我们死了就有损。
Why?
为什么
？Because we have been working so hard in our life.
因为我们非常认真的工作。
we already achieved something.
我们也达啊达到了某个目标。
Once we die, everything gone.
但是当我们死的时候，一切都没有了。
So death is a loss for everybody.
所以死是一种亏损。
Maybe we never think about it.
可能我们未曾想这个问题。
But the last moment when we facing death, at that time we will wake up and realize the fact.
当我们面临死亡，在那最后一刻的时候，我们每个人都会想到这个道理。
All my effort seems in vain.
我所有的努力都没了。
I still remember a brother.
我记得一个弟兄。
The first funeral service I attend in the United States.
那是我第一个参加追思礼拜，在美国第一个第一次参加追思礼拜。
He was in the age of 40-something.
他是差不多四十几岁。
Very successful businessman.
非常成功的一个生意人。
Make a lot of money.
他赚很多的钱。
And he talked with the other church member.
他跟其他的信徒说。
He want to go to Africa hunting because a lot of animal, birds, or wildlife.
他说他要到非洲去打猎。
Because he has a lot of money, he was capable to make that kind of trip.
因为他有很多钱，他可以去做这样子的旅游。
But when he suffered from liver cancer,
但是当他有肝癌的时候
，the last week before he died,
在他死的前一个礼拜
，a worker of God went to see him and pray for him.
他要我去为他祷告。
A worker of God.
一个神的工人去为他祷告。
Pray for him.
去为他祷告。
And that brother mentioned, if God heal my sickness.
那个弟兄说，如果神医治了我的病。
I want to go to Africa to preach the gospel.
他说他要到非洲去传扬福音。
Before his sickness, he said, "I want to go to Africa hunting."
那在他生病之前，他说他要到非洲去打猎。
Before he died, he said, "I want to go to Africa preaching the gospel."
在他死之前，他说他要到非洲去传扬福音。
Why?
为什么
？The understanding of life changed.
因为他对生命的了解改变了。
So before Paul almost died.
所以在保罗死之前
he said to die is gain.
他说死就有益处。
Why?
为什么？
Because he looked forward.
因为他往前看。
He saw a prize waiting for him.
因为他看到有奖赏在等着他。
Just like we have been working so hard.Then we are looking for the boss to give you a check.
因为我们工作非常辛苦，是希望我们的老板给我们一张支票。
And the amount of check will make us so feel comforted.
所以当我们拿到支票的时候，我们得到安慰。
So what was the hope of Paul?
那保罗的盼望是什么？
23.
23节。
For I am hard pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. To Paul, to die is to be with Christ.
对保罗来说，死是去与基督同在。
That would be far better.
那是好的无比的。
Because he has been working so hard to serve God.
因为他非常努力的在服侍主。
He knew the time of death is the time he see God and eventually is going to receive reward from him.
因为他知道当他死后，他可以去见主，而且他可以去领奖赏。
So not only he was not timid about death, he was very joyful looking for that day.
他并没有因为死亡而惧怕，他反而非常的盼望那个死亡的来到。
So this is the joy of serving.
这是服事的另一种喜乐。
Because of serving, our lives fill with hope.
因为我们服事主，所以我们的生命充满了盼望。
Fill with living hope.
我们充满了活的盼望。
A hope of receiving reward.
那一种得到奖赏的盼望。
A hope of seeing God.
那个盼望能够见到神。
A hope of being praised by God before Him.
而且盼望在他的面，在神面前，他能够得到神的赞美。
So in that moment, we all of a sudden feel our life is not in vain.
所以在那个时候，我们发现我们的生命并没有白过的。
Life is very meaningful.
我们觉得生命是很有意义的。
Because there is a living hope there.
因为那有一个很活泼的盼望在那里。
And we've been striving for a few decades. Eventually, it's for that hope.
我们很努力的在过这几十年，就为了那个最后的活泼的盼望。
So our servitude is bring us a lot of joy.
所以我们服事主可以带给我们很多的喜乐。
So the joy in serving in three ways.
所以我们来服事主得到喜乐有三种方法。
First one.
第一种。
Because of love, our joy comes in from the one we serve.
因为我们的爱心，所以我们对我们所服事的对象就会很喜乐。
Second.
第二。
Because we dedicate in service, the suffering will make our life meaningful.
因为我们很努力的在为主受苦。所以我们所受的苦会使我们的生命变得有意义。
And our sacrifice will make church grow.
我们所为我们所做的牺牲会让我们的教会兴旺。
That is our joy.
那是我们的喜乐。
The third one.
第三。
Because of our serving, our life has a hope.
因为我们的服事，我们的生命变得有活泼的盼望。
A living hope.
一个活泼的盼望。
A hope of seeing God and receive reward from Him.
我们盼望能够见到神，而且得到奖赏。
So how can we be joyful?
所以我们怎么样能够得到喜乐呢
？That start to serve God.
那我们就要开始服事主。
And the life will be joyful.
那我们的生命就变得很喜乐。
Let's sing Him.
请唱诗。
497
497首。